I forgot how to do this show, so I wrote myself a bunch of notes.
Yeah. I don't remember the theme song. Oh, I feel terrible about
really?
That.
Really? It goes like...
Yeah, how does it go? Oh, that's pretty good.
There's that stairs where it goes... Yeah.
Sure.
Is this any good? Should we redo it?
This is what we are now, so I think this is... I don't think we can redo it. This is just who we are.
Okay. Wait. Now the theme music, right now.
Go. We don't actually have to wait. We don't have to pause.
Because but then the theme music plays and then we
and
have
then
the
I
intro.
Say, welcome to the Cooperatives Podcast with your hosts, Liz and Aaron.
Hello.
Today we are talking about Welcome Back.
Today we're talking about Returning. Returnal. We're talking about Returnal. No, we're not talking about Returnal. Maybe
we,
later.
I just realized we should have done Welcome To. That would have been fun. But that's not cooperative.
It's not cooperative, but it is fun.
True.
That was one of the
is
last...
that our new mantra for the show?
It's not cooperative, but it is fun. That's like our hosts, you and me.
Aw.
No, I think we're pretty cooperative. No, but
I don't
Welcome
think
to.
We're fun.
Oh no. Welcome to was one of the last games I played, tabletop games I played before the pandemic hit. So here's the thing, Liz. We want.
I'm so sorry.
I can't
Can
believe
you give
this.
Me a moment?
Yeah. I can't believe this. The coughing that you're doing, I'm actually going to replace it with like Mario 64 sounds.
I feel like that's what it sounds like when someone's throwing up. Somewhere somebody made that.
They're like, wah!
Oh, no. I was thinking the like coin jingling sound.
Oh, do you think that's the sound of someone throwing up?
I feel like I heard somewhere where somebody replaced that sound.
Like whenever you pick up a coin, it's bleh!
No, the other way around. Like somebody was throwing up.
Oh.
I'm so sorry that I've said throwing up so many times.
This is a really good welcome back
episode. We haven't even really explained what we're doing here.
No, you haven't explained to me. You tied me up and put me on this chair.
You told me I didn't need to prepare anything for this.
Well, I didn't know that you were going to talk about hyper puking at the start of this episode.
Anyway, now that you all regret ever hearing us say anything, we're back.
We are a
dinosaur tail.
What?
We're
We're back. The old cartoon.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. We want to get back to doing the Cooperatives Podcast, which was the podcast we started doing in 2017 to cover board games and video games with a cooperative bent and kind of give people some best practices for how best to play with not just your significant other, but your friends, your family, your enemies, your compatriots, things like that. And We shut the show down for a little bit because, hey, there was a pandemic and there still is a pandemic. And now we have a bit more free time.
Yeah. I don't even know that we shut it down because of the pandemic. Like, we shut it down before that because I had a job where I was working like 200 hours a week. And
it's not possible.
It was a mess. But we've had like a million life changes since then.
A lot.
I have a new job.
Yeah.
Aaron has a new job.
Yeah.
The pandemic is
awful.
In a different place than it was? We moved.
We did.
So you can't hear the train in the background anymore in case you could ever do it. That's exciting.
It is. It's great for me as an editor.
Yeah. And we have fancy new mics.
Yeah.
And a little bit more time.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
It's
that's everything that has happened in the last 2 to 3 years.
So I told you, you don't need to prepare anything for this podcast. And then you came on and started taking some really odd themes and conversation topics. But the reason I said you don't have to prepare anything is because I thought I would just ask you a series of questions.
Good.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Liz, the last episode that we put out was June 2020.
Hold on. This cannot be trivia about our show.
No, it's not about the show. It's more like it's been 2 years.
Right.
It's been more than 2 years.
Okay, but go on.
What's new?
I feel like I just covered it a little bit.
Okay.
You said June 2020?
June 2020.
It's been almost exactly 2 years.
Almost.
Wild.
Wild.
Wild
and wonderful.
Wild and wonderful. You know, I think I've, there's there's like collectively 20 to 30 more pounds in our marriage.
I see such panic in your eyes, wondering about what is new.
That, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much, I feel like I just covered it.
Yeah.
We moved. We both got new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a pandemic.
Yeah.
But it's new now. It's different.
Newdemic. Yeah.
And then there's another kind of pox out there. And
yeah. This is sad. That's sad
okay,
stuff.
Here's what's new. A new Horizon game came out in the meantime.
Well, hold on. I better ask you my next question.
Okay, go on.
What are we playing?
I am playing Horizon. Fuck, I don't remember.
Oh my God. You don't remember the subtitle of the Horizon game?
Because I always want to say like Horizon Zero Dawn colon whatever.
The Salacious East.
Yes. Westward, homeward, westward.
Oh
bound.
My Christ. Are you?
I really didn't prepare. Hold on, I'm looking. Horizon.
You are actually Googling this.
Horizon.
I can't believe
Forbidden West.
Yes.
Ah, I'm the worst fan. Anyway, I'm currently actively playing Horizon Forbidden West. We are playing The Quarry together, which we will cover in a future episode.
Mm-hmm.
I did start Returnal, and I still haven't finished it. Which is kind of the point of Returnal, I think. But also, eventually I'll get back into it.
And it is co-op now, so we can play together.
Yes, so you will probably have an episode about that in the future.
You are so much better at Returnal than I am. I'm scared of that game. It gives me the willies.
We'll see. I got to a point where I had to stop because I couldn't advance. what else am I playing? What are you playing currently?
I am playing Destiny 2 Witch Queen, which is the latest expansion and the best video game of all time. I'm actually taking a little bit of a break right now, though, because we went to Europe, and that caused me to not play Destiny. And it turns out if you take a few steps away from an addiction, you realize, but I'm going to come back.
Just the way all good addictions work.
I'm going to be back. I'm also playing The Quarry with Liz, which is...
That's me.
What a good game. That is you. And... I fell into Civilization VI in a really hard way.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You really did.
Really did. Really. See, it's hard to say like what I'm playing right now because we just recently finished some games that we're going to be covering for the show.
True.
But yeah, man. That's... Oh, and I still play Marvel Strike Force.
Right. I've become somewhat addicted to Evermerge on mobile.
You realize there's like new listeners that have been going through the backlog. And they are going, like the last episode they listened to, it was Aaron's playing Destiny and Liz is playing Horizon. And
well, Horizon wasn't out yet, I don't think.
No, but you were probably still playing it.
I was probably replaying the old one.
You probably were. And you were probably like, I'm excited for Horizon Salacious East.
Yes. It's the West. It's the Salacious West.
The Salacious West.
Yeah.
Liz, this isn't a question, but we got a dog.
Correct.
Yeah.
We did.
He's a good boy.
Wait. Oh, we got him right after the last episode.
Yeah.
His name is Chewbacca.
July 3rd, we got him.
Yeah.
He's great. He's watching us right now.
And with suspicion in his eyes.
He's very unenthusiastic about this. Hey, Liz, next question. Have our values, opinions about co-op games changed?
Wow.
I know.
That's like a scientific
This question. Is the hot ones part of the interview where I get in real deep.
And I'm just going to give progressively hotter takes.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Here's the thing about the last 2 years. I feel like nothing has changed.
Oh, my God.
But also many things have changed. In terms of our values, I you know, assuming there may be some actual new listeners, part of why we started this was early in our relationship, we realized that we both really liked games. I brought more of a tabletop gaming emphasis in, and you brought more of a video gaming emphasis in, and our powers combined, and you are just a more enthusiastic person than I am, and so now you know way more about both of those things than I do. But we were playing a game kind of close to bedtime that was competitive, and I was like, I can't do this before bed. Because you're not supposed to go to bed angry, and I will just be frustrated if we're like playing something competitive whatever. So, like, you know, that wasn't the only reason, but that kind of gave rise to this idea of, like, oh, playing cooperative games with a significant other is a great idea. And also, you know, there's, like, a lot of metaphors for relationships in them of all kinds, not just romantic relationships. So, yeah, that was, like, a little bit of the underpinnings of the show. And I think those original values have not changed. I think cooperative games can really be a good practice for cooperating in other parts of your life, and, like, realizing the value of a shared goal. Hey, that's something that's been really emphasized in the last couple of years.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
yeah, so I don't think anything has changed. How about you?
So, having moved into the career field of community management and project management, I feel like I have a different view on cooperative games than I did when we started this. But I think it's very similar to what you said. I feel like cooperation will save the world, right? And adversarial PvP games definitely have their place, and I love them, but I always get a much better sense of belonging and accomplishment playing co-op games. And most recently, we were playing Evil Dead. We were playing with our buddy Paul, which is a co-op game that is basically just the Friday the 13th game, but co-op. You play as Ash against the Necronomicon, undead, blah, blah, blah. And playing that game solo, I don't know, it didn't really do anything for me, but just playing with you and Paul and literally knowing somebody else is out there with the same goal as me, I felt so much more, I don't want to say adrenaline, but I had more give a damn about actually doing well because I wanted other people to succeed as well as me. And I just find myself going into that field so much more.
Yeah. You know, actually now hearing you talk about that, I may revise my position slightly.
No,
that
we can't.
Nothing has changed. It's too late. No. It's officially recorded in podcast land. And so I can't change it. No, I think the original values that and reasoning behind our forays into cooperative games have not changed. But I definitely do. I kind of joked about the common goal thing. That was a COVID reference for anyone that didn't catch it. But you know, we spent, all of us, a lot of time being fairly isolated in the last couple of years. And I do have a greater appreciation now for shared experiences. And so I like you talking about Evil Dead, you know, we will probably get into this more, but the ability to play games remotely with other people during this has been amazing.
It's gotten a lot more robust too.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot more demand for it. And also just playing something remotely with other people and not being adversaries in this time when everything kind of is sucky has been nice. So yeah, I think definitely the shared experience, the kind of common goals against a third party, e.g. the game, I probably do have a slightly higher appreciation for that now.
Yeah, it feels like every Destiny raid that's come out since the pandemic has started, there's been so much more of a rally cry behind it because it's a common goal. It's an enemy that isn't a real enemy, but if we overcome it, we all get like some sort of digital high five that we can give each other.
Love a digital high five.
I love a digital love a digital high five.
Love a digital high five.
I love a digital. Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. That's a joke that we don't even have time to explain.
It's a playoff of Queer Eye. The one guy says, love a hot Cheeto.
Tan France.
Thank you.
He has a name.
All right.
French Tux.
We explained it.
Yeah. Just
everyone
saying.
Everyone loves a French Tux.
Everyone
as well.
Loves a love a hot Cheeto. I need to find that soundbite and put it in. I don't know when it happened.
I've tried really hard to find a GIF of that.
Really?
Yeah, and I never could. So
I might have to actually
there,
tape it off Netflix. Queer is a great show. Wait, we're not talking about that anymore.
We're not.
Liz, next question. Best book you've read since June 2020?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That's not fair to spring on me.
All right, fine. Liz, I almost said June. Liz, your favorite MCU movie since June 2020?
I don't even know what MCU
which
movies.
Are Spider-Man, No Way Home, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. And you know what? I'll put the TV shows in there too. It's pretty much all the TV shows.
Well, I mean, that's tough. So
is it Ms. Marvel?
Which one is the one where he goes on a field trip?
Oh, that's Far From Home. That came out pre-pandemic.
Okay. I think that, I mean, I love Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, it's great.
I also really liked Hawkeye.
Yeah. AKA the Kate Bishop Power Hour.
Right. To be clear, I don't really like Hawkeye very much.
We don't talk about Jeremy Renner.
So I'm very excited that she's part of everything now. Yeah, those are probably my two faves. Oh, and WandaVision came out too.
I think WandaVision is my favorite, but there's nothing like your first. And the theme and the way they executed on WandaVision remains very special to me. But like Ms. Marvel, I think I go Ms. Marvel and WandaVision are tied, and then Hawkeye, and then
Loki was a little bit of a disappointment for me, but
I'm feeling better about Loki.
We'll see.
I'm feeling like on rewatches.
I'm not writing him off.
If it was just Sylvie, do you think you would like it more?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right, next question. Yeah. I don't know what the question is, but it just says Jane Austen Festival. We watched a lot of Jane Austen during the pandemic.
Why does it say Jane Austen Festival?
It's not even a question. It just says Jane Austen Festival.
Well, kind of going back to your earlier question that I refused to answer about my favorite book. So I fell down some old rabbit holes during the last couple years reading. So I used to read constantly, and then I'd sort of got busy with life starting in like college and just didn't read as much. Like I used to read like several books a week, and I kind of picked that up again a little bit while we were trapped inside. And one thing that I ended up reading a lot of was more sort of Regency era stuff, partially because it's just a simpler time and all of their problems are stupid.
Yeah.
Like all of their problems are like, Percival can't possibly marry because he doesn't want any progeny.
Who am I
That's
going to marry
accent.
On the promenade today?
Yeah, right.
That's what they say. That's from right. Bridgerton.
So that may be why you wrote Jane Austen Festival. I have no idea.
Hard to say.
Otherwise.
Hard to say.
Maybe that was just a note for something else.
I think it was. I wrote these a while ago. Hey, if you were going to make Bridgerton into a board game, what kind of game would it be?
Oh, I mean, it would have to be
worker
like,
placement, right? Because you're sending people out to get information.
Yeah, no,
you want to spend time.
Is it courtesans or letter? There's a game.
Love letter?
Love letter.
Yeah, yeah,
it would be something like that. I mean, because it would be one of those games that's already out there that is about, you know, courtly intrigue, but take the court part away a little bit.
Sure.
And focus on just the ton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never played Love Letter, and I feel like that's a dark mark on my gaming resume.
We have time.
There is a Batman version.
That's weird.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems weird. You should play the original.
Knowing what you know about Batman, who is his OTP?
OTP?
One true pairing.
Is this like a thing in Batman culture?
No, this is a thing in internet culture. Pairing people up. It's like shipping.
One true parent?
Yeah. Pairing.
Oh
my God.
Wow, that really, I was going to say Alfred, and that was going to really blow your mind.
It would have been amazing if you were still like Harley Quinn, and I'd be like, that's a leap, but let's go for it.
Harley Quinn is certainly not his one true parent.
Absolutely not. But what about pairing?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Selena Kyle.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I was going to say money. Moving on, Liz, do you feel sad about Animal Crossing, and will you ever play it again?
I don't feel sad. I think it was there for me at a time when I needed it, and then it became too much, and mm-hmm. I said, I've had enough.
Okay. I think that makes sense.
How about you?
Tom Nook, getting your bells? I
that
felt...
sounded
getting
too
your
sexy.
Bells.
Too sexy Nook. For Tom Nook.
Too hot for TV and too sexy for Tom Nook. I like Animal Crossing. I feel like if I'm going to enjoy it the way that my brain wants me to enjoy media, I have to put a lot more time mm-hmm. into it, mm-hmm. and I just don't have that.
That's what I'm doing with Evermerge instead.
Yeah, and that's what I do with Strikeforce.
So why did you ask if I was sad about it?
Because you really latched on to Animal Crossing in a way that I found really endearing at the start of the pandemic, and I remember the start of 2021, they were revealing the DLC and some of the expansions, and you seemed a little wistful about going back. Like you wanted to, but you weren't sure. You didn't have enough time.
Yeah, I think I'm over that. I was never like a big, I didn't play Farmville or any of those other games. There's another big one that is like a village, a farming village that everybody plays. I forget what that's called.
Farmville.
No, not Farmville. Just
Harvest Moon.
Yeah, Harvest Moon.
Yeah, Harvest Moon slaps. I love Harvest Moon.
Right, right. And like It seems fun also, but generally I like a narrative. I feel like a strong narrative thread when I'm playing stuff.
Would you ever try a Stardew Valley?
Oh, that's another one I haven't played and have no interest in.
Really? I always feel the tug to get back at Stardew Valley. It always intrigues me, and then I map out what I have to do the next day, and then I forget.
Yeah, my thing, and again, my like weird current obsession with Evermerge aside, I have enough like chores and stuff in my daily life that I don't feel like I'm ever doing all of. So to like pick something up that to me feels like just another list of things can be a little tricky. Like sometimes it's satisfying because you're like, oh, I'm checking some things off a list that I wouldn't otherwise, you know, be able to check off. But yeah, once I kind of got past that early part in the pandemic, and there was this like fun of kind of being part of the zeitgeist at a time when none of us were seeing each other, that was nice, and like fake visiting each other. I think if you were able to interact with other people more, I would have gotten and stayed more into it.
Sure. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to finish our Pandemic Legacy Season 2 game?
I would like to. I think you're the one who is holding us back.
Is it impossible to complete since we did it wrong?
I don't think so. I think we could find a way to play around it. We were playing Pandemic Legacy Season 2 when Pandemic of the World Season Number Infinity started here in real life. And so it was weird and we had to stop. But we, before that, had realized something got screwed up. Like, we had some instruction that was not possible to follow.
We put a landmass in the middle of the board.
There was like a card that we used too early, or something weird happened.
Something weird.
But I think we could play around it.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it.
Yeah.
Liz, I developed a game for us to play. And I actually found this in the old cooperative notes from 2017.
Whoa.
This is a game called Sonic or Tails. Liz, Sonic the Hedgehog, pop culture icon.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. If you said no, I was going to be very upset.
It wasn't totally clear that that was a question, but you had a real...
Sure.
Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog, the 2020 movie, was the last movie we saw in theaters before the pandemic.
Correct.
Did we have a good time?
Yes.
Were we high?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
So I just want to set the table. I love that movie and I love watching it with Chewie, but I think that there is something to be said about the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, now on Paramount Plus.
Which was that? That was the first movie we saw after the pandemic.
Yeah, it's the first one we were like, it's safe enough to go. But they introduced Tails, pop culture icon.
Okay.
All right, I'll take that. So I want to ask you, based on what you know about them, are these people Sonic or Tails?
I see what's happening.
Okay. Number one, Ben Schwartz, the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic.
I think that fits. I think that tracks. That's good. Number two, Aloy from Horizon Salacious East.
Well, that game doesn't exist.
Okay, Horizon Forbidden West. Are you familiar with it?
Sonic.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, only because she is definitely the boss. She is in charge. She's not anybody's sidekick.
Yeah. I was thinking about this
the
other day.
She might be kind of a Knuckles, if we're being really honest.
She is a Knuckles.
You know, what I'm struggling with is, like, what would be Tails? Is anything Tails?
I got a few in here that are Tails.
I mean, I guess Destiny. I almost want to say Destiny is also Knuckles. I'm breaking your rules.
Our dog Chewbacca, Sonic or Tails?
Tails.
Absolutely, right? Mm-hmm, he's very Tails. Look at him. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. Lords of Waterdeep, Sonic or Tails?
Sonic?
All right, I can take that. It's a little Tailsy.
Is it?
I think a little bit.
Why?
Because it's a game that allows you to stop and consider your options before careening into them. Whereas Sonic, you are just Naruto running at whatever you want to do.
Okay, so one of Tails' defining things is that he's a planner?
Well, I think not contemplative, but doesn't rush in.
Because he literally cannot rush in the same way.
He can. He is Sonic. Almost as fast as Sonic if you go by the video games.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad we're having this discussion live because I'm really...
You can see my face just get weirder and weirder.
I think the listeners can't appreciate how dumbfounded you are at some of these facts.
What's next?
Everything Everywhere All at Once, Sonic movie or Tails movie?
Sonic.
I think so. I think mostly Sonic, like 80-20. Although,
now I'm like, Tails was like doing some interdimensional travel.
That's true.
Maybe Tails. Or maybe it just depends on where you are.
Oh, baby. Watch that movie.
It's very good.
That might be one of the best movies I've ever seen. Maybe.
That would be Everything Everywhere All at Once, not Sonic. Oh. Just to clarify.
Whoa, hey now.
For our studio audience.
Yeah, I'm just saying, hey, if you're in the studio and you're not watching us, what studio are you in?
Just Chewy.
He's a good boy. Okay. Jason Voorhees.
He's a Knuckles.
Okay. Mariah Carey.
Tails.
Wow, explain.
I can't.
It's just a vibe.
It's really just a vibe.
Okay.
Also, like, he can get really high when he flies.
Yeah.
She can get really high when she sings.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Tails also.
Explain.
But different.
Tails, but different.
Yeah.
I need to know.
I don't know that I really can explain.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans is like Sonic's human friend.
Oh, like James Marsden? Yeah. Cyclops?
Yeah.
I buy that.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Pine.
Also like also James Marsden.
All right. Hear me out. Chris Evans definitely feels like Sonic's best friend. And yeah. I understand that.
And Chris Pine, Tails.
Chris Pine feels very Sonic the Hedgehog to me.
Oh, really? I was going to say he's more Tailsy, maybe.
I feel like there's a weird streak to Chris Pine. I feel like he's very, not manic, but he throws himself in 110% to whatever he's doing. So that makes him very Sonic-y.
But, oh, yeah. And, like, Sonic is a weird streak when you're looking at him.
He's the blue blur. Yeah.
All right. I'll buy that.
Okay. Chris Pratt.
Knuckles.
Robotnik. Oh, okay.
Oh, Robotnik works also.
Okay. Very, very good. There's just a few left on here. Freddy Krueger.
Robotnik.
Okay. The Duke from Bridgerton.
Regé Jean Page?
Yeah. Isn't it Regé Jean Page?
Wait, what did you say?
Jean René Page?
No, I said Regé Jean Page.
What's his name?
We're going to leave this in here. I know his name.
We're going to leave this in. I'm not editing. I'm only going to put those coin sounds in at the beginning.
Oh, my goodness.
The last person that I had on the list was Stephen Monte Cristo, otherwise known as Joe Manganiello. But it's a trial for me to remember that because we call him around the house. Yeah, his real name is Stephen Monte Cristo.
Sure. I mean, I guess he's a Sonic.
He's got the vibe of a Knuckles.
Right. He's like a Sonic mind in a Knuckles body.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
I have. It's Joe Manganiello.
Tell me more about these fantasies you've had where Joe Manganiello mind melds with Sonic and gets put into Knuckles' body.
That's pretty much it. That's my fantasy. Right.
Hey man, you do you. And last question. Do you have any questions for me?
See, you explicitly told me not to prepare.
No,
for this.
But I didn't. I threw a lot at you, and you must have questions about me.
Well,
I would be
questions about you. I tried to bring some of those questions back at you, because for those of you who are just tuning in, this is not a show where Aaron interviews me.
No. But I thought this would be fun because people are going to be like, "What's happened? It's been 2 years."
What's happened? We must know whether you think various random people and things are Sonic or Tails.
I thought it was a fun game. I'm having fun. It's weird how many times I say I'm having fun while we do this.
I'm having fun, and being married to me is fun is something that you say to me a lot about yourself.
I have to build myself up.
Oh, I do have a question for you.
What's up?
To kind of bring us back on topic slightly.
Oh.
What are you most looking forward to about restarting co-ops?
I'm excited to play more games. I'm excited to play more games with you. Right. You only recently got this new job that opened up some more time. Mm-hmm. And we've had some other opportunities come our way that have allowed us to do this show again. So I'm most excited, this is going to sound schmaltzy, to spend time with you and to have more stupid conversations like this. Because when we did the show, I kind of had to think of like bits or fun things to do that would be entertaining. And I miss doing that with you. So right.
We do that in our real life,
but yeah. I don't know. It's fun to be able to share the things that I love about you and our relationship with others and try to help them find games. Mm-hmm. The number one thing that I found fulfilling about the show when we were doing it on the reg was people would ask us, what are good games to play with my niece, my nephew, my parents, my spouse? And I always had a lot of good answers to give them. And I had a lot of best practices, you know? And
I feel like my list has gotten a little dated from that. Yeah. We haven't been as focused on finding those kinds of games, although people still send them our way.
Yeah, and like, we absolutely love it. We've got a pretty good backlog of games to cover from people that have either suggested them to us or we have them from, you know, before the pandemic. And I feel like there's a lot more options out there in the co-op space because the world kind of demanded it. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to get back in and flex those muscles, work out those muscles, and honestly, maybe help people. Because I feel like we were good at that.
Yeah. I do really like...
It's not all Sonic or Tails.
Right.
It's like actually helping people.
I like when I meet somebody who is like, oh, you like board games. Like, I'm trying to think of something to play with my 13-year-old son. What do you suggest? And then I can like blurt out a bunch of things and they'll be like, whoa, we just met and I have to get out of this elevator. But yeah.
That's a good bit.
Thank you.
I was wondering where you were going.
Good. So now we're at the real reason we restarted this, so that we could do bits at each other in front of microphones.
That's pretty good.
Hey,
y'all. I think that's going to do it for this kind of like welcome back episode. The next thing that we're going to be doing is actually releasing an episode about Gen Con. Liz and I are putting on our masks and going to Gen Con to sample the wares.
Which, if you are not aware, Gen Con is a huge tabletop gaming convention that is held every year in Indianapolis, Indiana. It was last year, but we didn't go, and then it was not for 1 year or 2 years.
It was canceled in 2020. In 2021, they came back with some precautions, but we were both like,
too soon.
Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're going this year. We're really excited. We're so excited to catch up with people there and to kind of be in the new games hotness. So we've done other Gen Con episodes in the past, if you're curious to check those out. And we will be doing one this year as well.
Yeah. I get to go for work, which is very fun for me. And just seeing some of the new games, we're really excited by what Floodgate Games is bringing out. We're excited just to play games with people across from the same table as us. We love Vorpal Board and some of the other solutions for online gaming, but being able to roll some dice and play some games with actual human beings across from us, hopefully we're going to get some good stuff out of it, and we're going to report back. So this episode's going up on the 3rd of August. Yeah.
Don't look at me.
I forgot. That's my job. This episode's going up on the 3rd of August. Next week, on August 10th, we're going to get our Gen Con episode up for y'all, and then we're going to be releasing episodes every other week, as per usual. So, if there's a game that you want to see us cover, please let us know. We're going to put a link to all of our stuff in the description. I think the biggest change is we now have a Discord. We have a new kind of umbrella company for all the stuff that we're developing. Hey, Liz, we're making a game. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, we didn't. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. But
you kind of got a sample of it today, but you didn't know.
A little. It was actually a little sampling.
Yeah,
it was a little sample.
We'll leave y'all with that tidbit.
But join us in the Discord. That's where you can find all the information on new episodes, new projects, everything that we're doing.
The Discord, which is for your new company.
Yeah.
Hoodie Weather.
Yeah.
That you're using for some other stuff that you're working on, some other games that you're working on, and then this podcast will be under that umbrella as well.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And that Discord is already full of so many people that I love and adore so mm-hmm. far.
And there's a channel in it for counting, which is really fun.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Can I talk about that real quick?
Go for it.
So a suggestion I got from this other community manager, I said, I want ways to figure out how to, you know,
engage people.
Well, engage people, but just silly fun, silly, non-intensive fun, stuff that isn't going to be a mental weight on people, because a lot of fun can be a mental weight. And counting, there's a counting channel in Discord where if you put in a number, people just count up. And the moment somebody breaks the streak, you just reset and begin counting again. It's early in that channel's career, but I'm already having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. I used an imaginary number to count at one point, as in like an official mathematical imaginary number, not one that I imagined in my head. Anyway, check out the counting channel.
It's all the hotness. It's the only reason to be there. Hey, Liz, if we were going to follow you online, if we were going to figure out handles or anything and follow your content, where would we do that?
It's the same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
At Paperback Lizard, as in the lizard. No, cut that.
Nope.
Nope.
It's staying in. Hey, we have to remember how to do this.
I know. You go.
Let's order tacos. All right. Yeah. If you want to find me, I changed my handle since the last time we did an episode. I used to be, I'm Aaron J.
Don't tell them what you used to be. That's confusing.
Okay, fine. I'm Turbo Hoodie. Because, man, isn't it powerful? It's a powerful name.
It is. What is Turbo Hoodie like?
It's like the NOS from Fast and the Furious put into your favorite cardigan.
Oh, you've updated it.
Well, I try to say something different every time.
Oh.
Yeah. What? Did you not like that?
I like the Hot Wheels one.
How very Tales of You. Yeah. It's like putting Hot Wheels in your favorite hoodie.
Yeah, I like that.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, pretty good. Pretty good. That's going to do it. Hey, subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. We're not picky. And we would love to get your enemies in here. So that we can
teach them how to play cooperative games.
Yeah, and then your enemies can become your frenemies. Wait, friends.
Frenemies. Sometimes people never move past that.
Yeah, like we have.
Right, we got married and it's still...
It's still tenuous at best.
All right, that's it.
You want to watch dinosaurs and eat tacos?
Perfect.
All right. Hey, everybody out there. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoy your gaming.